Comedian Andrew Schultz accuses Kamala Harris of lying about podcast invite, called him sexist and racist. By Warner Todd Houston on June 27, 2025. Comedian Andrew Schultz is claiming that Kamala Harris and her team blatantly lied when they claimed he did not reach out to them to get Harris on his podcast, and added that they told him they weren't interested in his show because he is sexist, bigoted and racist. Schultz, who said he voted for Trump in 2024, not because he likes Trump, but because he was opposing the Democrat agenda, says that he and his team absolutely did reach out to Harris to get the Democrat nominee on his popular Flagrant podcast. He also says he tried to get Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz and Biden Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to appear, as well. He was rebuffed by them all, he says. He revealed all this on a recent New York Times The Interview podcast. He added that he was told by operatives for Harris that his offer was rejected because he is a podcast pro, and that he is sexist, bigoted and racist. It's wild to blatantly lie when not only did I reach out, Charlemagne, who's working with him, reached out. Mark Cuban, who's a surrogate, reached out, and we reached out, and they blatantly lie, Schultz told The Times. Then when people write articles about it, they'll say, Andrew says he reached out to Kamala, but we reached out to the Kamala people, and they said that never happened. So what is the reader supposed to interpret that as? He continued. I think it's an indictment on me, because it's almost like calling me a liar, he added. Schultz also explained that he considers himself a lifelong Democrat, but that he voted for Trump because the Democrat Party has gone off the rails. I voted against a Democratic institution that I feel was stripping the democratic process from its constituents. I didn't like the way things were going, and Kamala was saying, yeah, we're going to keep doing that, he said. Harris was made the Democrat nominee by the Democrat National Committee despite never having won or even competed in any Democrat primary. Many Democrats felt that the party anointed Harris from on high after Joe Biden announced that he was not going to run for a second term and that the DNC did an end run around the Democratic process. The 2024 election cycle was not the first time Democrat power brokers were accused of rigging the party's selection process. Supporters of Bernie Sanders also accused the Democrats of rigging the system to push Hillary Clinton into the party's nomination in 2016. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.